Married at First Sight. Chapter 3247. Jane smiled and said, "Okay, I'll take you shopping for clothes and gifts tomorrow." Jane didn't say that she would help the children buy gifts, but let Titus spend the money himself. First, Titus had his own small treasury, so he was not short of money. Second, Titus was required to learn how to manage his small treasury, which meant he had to cover the costs himself. If he wanted to give a gift to Sunny, of course he had to pay for it. "What gift should I give Sunny?" Titus seemed to be asking Jane, but he also seemed to be talking to himself. Jane said gently, "Since it is a gift for Sunny, of course it is something Sunny likes." Titus was immediately confused and said, "Sunny likes to eat the most. He has too many toys, all kinds of toys." "Jane, then give him something he likes to eat. He is not picky about food. He can eat everything in his stomach without killing anyone. He likes to eat it. Shouldn't I prepare many, many gifts for him?" Titus seemed a little jealous of his money. He looked up at Jane, as if he wanted her to pay for him, but was embarrassed. He recently mentioned that he personally purchased the gift for Sunny, and it was for his friend. Whether it was his old master or his master, Uncle Ben, or Mama Jane, they all taught him that from now on he would be a man, and he must keep his word and not go back on his words. By the way, they only said that from now on he will be a man who is upright and cannot go back on his word. He has not grown up yet, and he is not yet a man. Can he go back on his word? Titus's black eyes rolled around. He really wanted to ask Jane to help him pay, but when he saw her gentle smile, he finally decided against it. He felt that it was a slap in the face. Suddenly, Titus thought that before he came back with his master's good friends, whom he usually called Grandpa and Grandma affectionately, all gave him many gifts, which surprised him. They gave him calligraphy stickers and red drawings, asking him to finish them during the winter vacation. When he went back after the new year, they would check on him. If he didn't finish them, they wouldn't give him a New Year's red envelope. The red envelopes given to him by his grandparents were particularly generous. He needed to make money. The master always said that he would spend a lot of money when he grew up, and he told him to learn to make money. After making money, he also had to learn how to use money to make money. He claimed that he no longer had to worry about bullying once he had money and skills. He was young, and when he returned home, his uncles and aunts always said that he was a little kid. He was just a child. How could a child make money? He just saved the red envelopes given to him by his elders. Although he didn't like writing so many calligraphy stickers and drawing red envelopes, he decided to spend a few days writing them in order to get more red envelopes. He completed the task before Sunny arrived, and he could play with Sunny safely. Titus asked, "Mom, I will also buy some calligraphy stickers and red tracing books for Sunny. Will he like it?" "You mean, buy some calligraphy stickers and red tracing books as gifts for Sunny?" Jane knew that Titus had returned with a bag of calligraphy stickers and red tracing books. There was also a small part of simple addition and subtraction calculation questions. Chapter 3248. Titus was only 4 years old after the new year, but his learning progress was much faster than others. The children taught by experts were really different. people who were not extremely qualified and highly savvy would simply not be able to keep up with their education. Of course, even if they weren't very good children, they wouldn't be able to teach them. There are so many winter vacation homeworks in my school bag that my grandparents gave me as gifts for the new year, Titus responded seriously. I am very happy. The last sentence he said was particularly harsh. Jane dared to say that when this kid opened his school bag and saw the extra winter vacation homework stuffed into it, she had the urge to throw it away. She also knew how much pressure Titus was under to study. It was not easy to hang out with a group of experts. But it was an opportunity that countless people could never dream of. Sonny and I are about the same age. I like both, and he must also like it, so I also want to give Sonny such a gift. As for food, there are so many things he likes to eat, and I can't buy them all at once. Jane told him, "Aren't you worried about money and reluctant to spend so much money? Or do you have to write so much extra winter vacation homework, and also drag Sonny into the water so that you can share the blessings and the hardships?" Titus's little face suddenly turned red. Through his little thoughts, he realized that Mama Jane was so smart. "Titus, Sonny likes food. You can choose a few to give to him first. Next time you get together, give him a few more. Give him something different each time, so he can be happy. And there is no need to give him all his favorite food at once. Also, since you want to give gifts to your friends, you should be generous. This way, you will be happy when you give them, and the recipients will be happy when they receive them. Don't hurt your brothers just for a small amount of money," Jane taught Titus with seriousness. Jane said, "Your little treasury, I have never touched yours, but I know that you are not short of money. It won't cost much to give Sonny something he likes, so you don't have to worry about money." Titus's face turned even redder, and he whispered, "My master said that I need to make money and save money, and that I will have many uses for money in the future. I'm afraid of spending all the money. Buying some small gifts won't cost you all your money. Just give gifts within what you can afford. Also, if you want to make money, you have to find a way to make it openly, not by being stingy or cheating others." Uftish. Can Titus drive Sonny into poverty just by giving him a few of his favorite foods, even though he already has several million in his treasury? Perhaps Titus didn't know what the amount of money in his coffers represented, but before he even bought the gift, he started to be stingy. Not only did he not want to give Sonny what he liked, but he also wanted to give Sonny his vacation winter homework that he didn't like to share. Jane had to teach him seriously. "Titus, you have learned a lot more than your peers. The amount of money in your small coffers is more than many people can save in their lifetime. You can buy many, many things. Tomorrow, when I take you to buy clothes, let me tell you about the prices outside." Jane said, "I'm not telling you to spend all the money you have on giving gifts, but to show your truest sincerity within your own capabilities and prepare gifts for your little brother that he likes. Don't regret it after you prepare it, you know." Titus probably didn't know the prices and thought that giving him some gifts would help him out of poverty. In addition, his master instilled in him the idea of earning and saving money, so he was afraid of spending all his money when he spent some money. Jane said, "Were you happy when you received a special New Year's gift of a school bag? You were definitely unhappy. Since you were unhappy, why make your little brother unhappy? Sunny is about the same age as you, but the two of you have taken different routes and learned different knowledge. The calligraphy stickers you can write and the addition and subtraction calculation problems you can do, Sunny may not be able to do. Titus looked at Jane, who was squatting down, and said seriously, "Mom, I know I was wrong.